Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neral Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. My name is Muna Ali. I'm the executive director for the Multicultural Association here in Wood Buffalo.
There we go. Welcome back. You've been here before. Yes. We talk about you often in regards to you blew our minds in regards to dreaming. Dreaming in different languages.
Yes.
We've had a number of guests who've come from different countries who speak different languages. And So I've been asking, what do you dream in? Mm-hmm. And they all are like, what a great question.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, we had a guest. She dreams in English now. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's not a normal thing. I think you're very unique in that.
I'm definitely unique in everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's get started. The reason that you are here is you guys have an upcoming event taking place. What is that?
Yes. So the event, it's called Multiculturalism Day. Mm-hmm. It's on June 3rd from 11 to 4 o'clock. It's all day at the Heritage Park. It's for family, for a lot of activities. It's mm-hmm. where community come and feel safe to celebrate who they are here in Wood Buffalo.
Right.
Yes.
So I was there last year, and I've been there before, but last year was at the same venue. It was awesome. Yes. So I'm assuming the same kind of things are taking place in regards to in the center of Heritage Park or Village, whatever we're calling it now, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Heritage Park.
Heritage Park. You're going to have your performances throughout the day, maybe dancing or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then behind the scene, well, not behind the scenes, but away from the stage, that's where you have like all your foods and whatnot are available.
Yeah, so we have so far 12 country representatives who are showcasing their culture through food.
Really?
Yes, we have a lot of activity like henna, bouncy castle, balloons for the kids, and music.
Okay.
It's going to be great. And the reason that we're doing this the second year is because we need more than two events for culture to celebrate in Wood Buffalo.
100%.
So we do the expo in February, but it's indoor.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is for the summer and it's outdoor.
Yeah.
And the kids can have more fun and people can get to know each other and get to know the many cultures that we have here in Wood Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. The expo was bananas.
Yes.
To say people showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Understatement.
Yes. Yeah.
There was so many people that were coming through there. And I, like, thank goodness I came early because every vendor, and I don't like to say every or none, like, because they're too, like, you know, extreme, but every vendor sold out of their content.
Absolutely. That's exactly what the expo is.
Unbelievable.
Yes. It's, I'm very proud to be a part of the multiculture here.
Yes.
And it was awesome planning that, going through everything. Behind the scene, everything, it was amazing. And to see the day and how people were happy and to see all the beautiful outfits, all the food, all like, it's just amazing. We had a mob where everybody can pin where they are from.
Yes.
And that mob looked so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
The world map, it looked so beautiful. And I take pride on living in this beautiful community.
Yeah, I had some delicious food and then I ended up I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
I got it as a gift.
Yes.
Big shout out to my family. They ended up buying me these beautiful beaver mitts. Oh my goodness me. Yeah. They are just a piece of art in themselves. I almost feel bad wearing them.
Yes.
Because they are beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah. And I know who you're talking about. She have beautiful, beautiful stuff that she sells.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have her also a part of the multiculture. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But like the thing about the expo and like the event that you're having right now, it really showcases like the culture that we have here, and it promotes like these local businesses, may it be food or if they make their garments or whatever. Like, absolutely. Even my, like, my family purchased these for me, and my dad's been seeing them, and he's, yes, like, man, I love those. So he found her, yeah, and he was just like, hey, you sold my son these mitts? I want these mitts. And yeah, so they're not cheap. They're, yes, over $500 a piece. Yes. Yeah. So she sold two pair of mitts. That's $1,000.
Just to your family.
Just to my family alone. Yes, and we, yeah, talk about them, and people see it, and that's, yeah, what these events do.
Exactly.
They support the community, yes, and, like, the people who are in
it. Because they come from overseas also, right? Mm-hmm. We had the Indian Society bringing, yeah, stuff from India. We, right, have Fiji, yeah, bringing stuff. It is beautiful. It's, yeah, a lot of accessories, a lot of cultural attires. It's, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I obviously know, because, yeah, I'm a board member, yes, that you are the ED for the Multicultural Association. Yes. But prior to that, you used to be a board member.
Yes.
And prior to that, you, yes, were just active in the community in general. And your connections with the multicultural, I'm just going to call it, like, sector of Fort McMurray is, yes, is pretty vast.
Yes.
Why do you think that happened to you? Before you were even a part of the, yeah, association, you just had these connections and you helped, yeah, people out.
Yeah.
Why do people gravitate to you to help them, yeah, with?
Yeah. I think it have to do with my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Sudan.
Yeah.
I'm Sudanese and Eritrean.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Eritrea, Sudan, Egypt, and, yeah, then Newfoundland.
Right.
And then Fort McMurray.
Right.
And I was one of the few Eritrean that first came to Fort McMurray.
Right.
So I was already, as soon as I got here,
yeah,
I was guiding people,
right,
to come to Fort McMurray. Yeah. So I remember when I first moved to Fort McMurray,
yeah,
we were 2-3 Eritrean. Right now, the Eritrean community is growing. We're almost at 1,000.
Wow.
Yes, we have a lot of families, a lot of children, and it's only growing, and it's going to keep growing.
So my question is, what was it like to jump from, like, Africa to literally the whitest place on Earth?
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Deer Lake.
It must have been quite a jump, culture shock.
It was. I think it was more shock because I didn't speak English. So
you can say they don't either.
No, they do. Yeah. They do. But I think it was just different. I landed in March, I remember it, and it, yeah, was so cold.
Yeah.
I remember seeing snow for the first time, not communicating with people. That was it was quite a journey.
Yeah, no,
yes,
doubt.
Yes, yeah.
Like, what? Huge culture shock. That's all I can imagine.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, you're just so involved in the community.
Yes.
Like, they gravitate to you.
Yeah, I volunteer a lot. I help people a lot. And when newcomers come here, they need guidance. They need assistance. They need information. They need to connect to their own community here.
Right.
So that's a part of the integration that we have at the Multicultural Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud to be serving.
Yeah.
Newcomers in this
yeah.
community.
Yeah, yeah, you guys do a lot. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And I can't wait for this expo.
Yes.
And my little guy is excited about it too.
Yeah.
That's a question. I'm just going to ask it on camera. Have the Irish Dancing, have they signed up yet for this?
I'm not sure. The event manager will know every details of all the vendors that signed up.
You think the father would know as well, but I have no idea if he's going to be dancing or not.
But they probably did.
Yeah, they probably did.
They always participate.
Yeah.
And we need them to participate every year. So
there we go.
Yeah.
Tanner's holding his phone. So that means he's ready with his segment for the Max City Minute. That being said, before we get there, we got to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie. Hi. Take it away.
Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one thing you hope more people knew about your culture?
That we have the best coffee.
Best coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never tried coffee, so I'm going to have to take your word
on
that.
So you are going to try it on, at the event. we do have a vendor who is from Ethiopia.
Yes.
And
they tried very hard last year for me to try the coffee. Hey. I've never had coffee
if
before.
If you're going to try it, why wouldn't you try the best in the world?
That's yes, right. Exactly. That's fair enough. Exactly.
Question number two. What has been the best dish you've tried since you came to Canada?
It have to be poutine.
There we go. I thought you were going to say that. Yes. I was just like, she's got to say poutine.
Yes, yes. Well, my husband's from Montreal.
Okay.
So I go to Montreal a lot.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that I love. Actually, funny things, when I was pregnant with my daughter, the only things I wanted was poutine.
Yeah.
And you still like it now. Thank
I still
God.
Yeah, I still love it.
That's awesome.
Question number three. What is your favorite booth coming to your event?
Coming to my event? Ooh, a lot of them, they're my favorites. It's really hard to say that because I enjoy each one of them. I don't know. It's so hard.
Yeah.
That's very hard because I really enjoy all the booths that come there and I buy from them and I love seeing them. And, yeah, it's hard.
Question number four. What is one thing you wish Canadians would do that the Sudanese people do?
Ooh. I think we have to understand people when they move here, how hard it is and how much it took courage to move here. It's completely different. The weather is different. The people is different. The culture is different. And the language is different. We need to take a time to understand newcomers or people from different cultures.
There you go.
They're beautiful inside.
And your final question, what is one reason anyone in the world would love coming to Fort McMurray?
Definitely how caring this community is and how everybody jumped to help anybody that has needed help. Yes.
And those have been your five questions.
Thank you, Tanner.
Now, you went on, I don't want to say recently because I know it was a little while ago, but since you filmed with us last, you went on vacation. You went back home.
It was right, I came back from vacation when I came here. Yes, right. I went to Egypt.
Yes.
Yeah, my family lives in Cairo. I went to see them.
Did you take your, was did your I whole took, family go?
Yes, I took my husband and my daughter. Yes.
And they had been back before, I'm assuming.
Oh, my daughter have, but that was my first time for my husband.
Really?
Yes.
And how did he?
He loved it.
Did he?
He loved it.
Okay.
Okay, one thing I have to share with you.
Yeah, please.
So in Egypt, they have a tuk-tuk, they call it tuk-tuk. That's three-wheelers.
Okay.
So we were on one,
right?
And he's like, "I have to drive this. I have to. I have
drove
to.
It."
Yes, he did.
I'm fairly certain it's very easy to just ask one of those drivers, "Can I drive it for a few bucks?" And any one of them will let you take them.
No, it's a hazard. You need to know it. But he took him in a quiet road,
right.
And told him like what you need to do. It's like almost like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's a motorcycle and, seat.
And he had fun, and he had pictures, and I always tease him with that.
He's a tuk-tuk driver.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
So your daughter, how does she interact and feel when you take her abroad to these countries?
Well, she have her aunties, her cousins, and yes, sometimes she lose her Arabic.
Yeah.
But then it takes a week or two to bounce back.
Right.
And we normally goes for 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
So by the time we come back, she's all good.
Yeah.
Her Arabic is back in track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we come here and lose it again.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
It's so hard. The community is,
yeah,
like we have three languages in my family. So there's right. French, Arabic, and English.
Right.
So it's really hard.
It's hard, yeah, to keep track of all of them.
Yeah.
I know when I was a little kid, like going back to like
Guyana.
South America, Guyana and stuff, it was a culture shock for me. And I didn't always like it, if I'm being 100% honest, especially when I became like an older teenager.
Yeah.
In Canada, we have so much freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. And like I have super, not anymore, but back in the day, my parents were like super liberal.
Yes.
And so like I had freedom up the wazoo.
Yeah.
And then to go back to a country where you're not allowed to have that kind of freedom was like a real struggle for me. And I was just like, what do you mean I can't go out and just walk on the streets? What do you mean like I have a curfew?
And Cairo is a little bit busy
for
my daughter.
That's right.
But when we used to go to Sudan, it was more freely. She could play outside with the kids. She loved it. She can take walks with her aunties and her cousins.
Yeah, but
in Cairo, it's a little bit challenging.
Yeah, because it's a metropolis.
City.
Yeah.
It's very high population.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
And so she enjoys her time going there, though.
Yes, but what we do is we also go away from Cairo. We take a vacation outside. Yes, right. Where we go to a resort and she gets to enjoy that. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, listen, you and me can talk for hours.
I know.
You just can. because of the equipment and everything else, we're cutting these episodes a little bit short. But before we cut you loose, you got a shameless shout-out or plug.
Yes.
You got the mic, the camera, the lights.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. First, I would like to take a moment to thank you, Elliot, for everything that you do for the Multicultural Association. I know you don't brag enough about what you do and your volunteer time, but I'm here today, and I would like to appreciate everything that you do. Thank you so much.
More than welcome.
For McMurray and Wood Buffalo, the Multicultural Association is hosting their second annual Multiculturalism Day. It's on June 3rd from 11 to 4 o'clock. Bring your kids, bring the whole family, bring the cousins, the nephews, everybody come and enjoy it. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day. And thanks to Syncrude and CNRL for sponsoring the Multiculturalism Day. And thank you, Elliot, for having me.
There you go. You're more than welcome.
Yes.
Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary.